King Arthur, Lancelot, Morgan le Fay, Merlin, names that conjure up images of magic and chivalry and have captivated audiences for hundreds of years. In the 20th century, the codification of the Arthurian legend came from T.H. White's Once and Future King, a five-part saga that adapted Thomas Malory's La Morte d'Arthur. From feminist retellings of the legend to outright spoofs a la Monty Python, it is a story that permeates our culture. Like many other adapters, White used the framework of the legend to explore his current world's concerns. He incorporated, among other things, the shifting class structure following World War I, Freudian psychology, and the moral imperative to resist evil. With a season of reflection at hand, I find myself turning not to the famous Sword in the Stone book, which chronicles Arthur's boyhood and education with Merlin, but rather to the ill-made knight, following Lancelot and the knights on their quests for the Holy Grail. The enduring message of Camelot from the Once and Future King, of course, comes from Arthur's own lips. I shall make the oath of the order that might is only to be used for right. Do you follow? The knights in my order will ride all over the world, still dressed in steel and whacking away with their swords, and that will give them an outlet for wanting to whack, you understand, an outlet for what Merlin calls the fox-hunting spirit. But they will be bound to strike only on behalf of what is good, to defend virgins against Sir Bruce and to restore what has been done wrong in the past and to help the oppressed and so forth. And that's where all the trouble begins. Because for Lancelot, the quests were not to establish his honor, but to save it. He set off on the quest not to find his destiny, but to escape it. Destiny is such a frightening thing. Would not the good works of the quests alone be enough to give purpose to one's life? Would not protecting the weak and defending justice occupy not only one's waking hours, but also one's soul? The image of the purposeful journey or quest is significant around the globe as a transformative life experience. I think humans need a purpose outside themselves, something larger to care about and focus on. When I watch and interact with people who see nothing but themselves, it manifests not just as disregard for others, but as an inability to feel real empathy for human suffering, whether it is the suffering observed or the suffering that they cause. Living as we do in a comment culture where every facet of our lives offers an opportunity to voice our opinion, no matter how shallow and self-centered, whether it's on a Facebook comment box, an online forum, or volunteered through Twitter, though we comment, we have lost the art of reflection or the ability to empathize. The mythical Camelot, a bright, shining beacon of hope and reason in the Dark Ages, a beacon to us to hear a message of justice over violence, be it physical or verbal. Perhaps some time spent helping others outside of our comfort zone, away from our known quantities, a la the quests of the Knights of Camelot. Perhaps the lesson there is to truly learn to walk in another's shoes, to get outside of ourselves and our own opinions, and to engage in a genuine way with another human being. Perhaps one message from the Once and Future King is we need to get out of our own way long enough to find our destiny.